All right, so we got a request to dive into Oaktree Specialty Lending.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of you are wondering, should I hold on to this or is it time to cut and run? And honestly, with that 13% yield, it's a question worth asking.
It is, and especially right now when there are some definite.
So just as a reminder for anyone who isn't familiar, Oaktree, they're in the business of lending money. They're not a bank, but they lend money to these mid-sized companies, right? So think about those companies that have sort of graduated from the startup phase. They're not brand new, but they're not, Apple or Amazon.
Right, not the big players yet.
Exactly. And Oaktree sees this as like a sweet spot.
Yeah, they kind of become the bridge, right?
Exactly, the bridge lenders.
For these companies that need that extra capital to really kind of take it to the next level.
And that's where things get interesting. Because on the one hand, Oaktree, they've got this diversified portfolio. Over 150 companies they're lending to. And they're focusing on what they call recession-resistant sectors, like software, healthcare, things that people always need.
Which, in theory sounds great.
Right, like it should be good, right?
In theory, diversification is your friend, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. But the question is, how healthy are the eggs?
And that is the million-dollar question.
Right, because if you've got 150 companies and half of them are struggling, well, diversification doesn't help you that much.
And that's what has some folks worried, because one of the things we look at when we're analyzing these companies is something called non-accrual loans. And essentially, in the simplest terms, this means loans that aren't being repaid as agreed.
Yeah, think of it like this. You lend your friend $5. You expect to get it back.
Right, I'm expecting that $5.
Exactly. And then they're slow to pay it back, right? Maybe they're having some cash flow problems. That's essentially what a non-accrual loan is. And for Oaktree, that number has jumped from 0% to 5.7% in just a year.
Yeah, that's a huge red flag. So for those of us who, maybe math isn't our strong suit, what does that actually mean for my returns? Like, what does that 5.7% jump actually translate to in terms of my money?
Well, essentially, it means Oaktree's making less money. Those missed payments directly impact their profitability, which, of course, trickles down to your potential returns.
So less money for them, less money for me.
Potentially, yeah. And the sources even call out a couple of specific companies, Thrasio, Pluralsight. They're having some real trouble.
Yeah, so these are real companies, real problems.
Exactly. And this has actually impacted Oaktree's net asset value, or NAV.
Okay, so NAV, break that down for me. Why should I care about that?
Think of it like this. You've got a house, right?
Lightwish.
Okay, let's say you're renting it out.
Okay, I like that better.
The NAV is like the value of that house. Now, if your tenant stops paying rent, the value of your house doesn't magically disappear, but you might have to adjust your expectations.
Right.
Oaktree's had to do some of that. They've had to write down, basically reduce the value of some of their assets by $182 million.
So they're basically saying, yeah, we might have overpaid for some of these loans.
Essentially, yeah. They're saying maybe these assets aren't worth as much as we thought they were.
So is this just a bump in the road? Or is this a sign of bigger problems? Because Oaktree's saying these are isolated incidents. But are they?
That's the million-dollar question. And the sources we looked at, some analysts are saying, hold on a second. We're in a really uncertain economy. What happens if things get worse?
Right, because if those non-accrual loans keep going up, that 13% yield starts to look a lot less appealing. And speaking of yield, that's probably why a lot of people are in Oaktree in the first place. But the sources also mention Main Street Capital as a potential alternative. So what's the story there? How do they compare?
So Main Street Capital, they're also in this lending space, but they offer a slightly lower yield, more in the 6% to 8% range.
Which, let's be honest, in this environment, 6 to 8% still pretty good.
Exactly, especially when you consider their track record.
Because that's the trade-off, right?
Right.
Higher risk, potentially higher reward. Or play it a little safer, maybe a little less reward.
And Main Street Capital, they've got this long history of navigating tough times without cutting their dividend.
Which is something that Oaktree has done in the past, right?
Exactly.
When the going gets tough,
Once that dividend payout ratio goes above 90%.
they're like, all right, we got to cut back.
Yep.
So with Oaktree, it's kind of a gamble, right?
Yeah, it's a bet on their ability to manage these troubled loans and navigate a potentially rocky economy.
So what's the takeaway here? What should I be thinking about as I'm looking at my portfolio and trying to decide what to do with Oaktree? Here's the thing. Instead of getting stuck on hold or sell, think about it like this. How much of your portfolio are you comfortable having in something that could be as volatile as Oaktree? If you're already heavily invested in high growth, high risk stuff, maybe adding more oak tree isn't the move. But if you've got a diversified portfolio, you're comfortable with some risk, well, oak tree could be that home run swing.
Okay, so it really comes down to your individual risk tolerance and how much risk you're already taking in the rest of your portfolio.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, that was a deep dive into oak tree specialty lending.
As always.
Always a pleasure.
A pleasure.
And we'll catch you in the next one.